Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lightning fans, you've found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Erik Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the tip of a Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning, here's Erik.
Hello, welcome back into the LightningInsider.com podcast. Erik Erlandson here from Lightning Insider. Tampa Bay Lightning fall in Carolina by a score of 6-0. Another set of back-to-backs on the weekend. Another rough, tough weekend for the Lightning in a bit of a slide that's kind of gone on here for a lot longer than we're certainly used to with all the success that this team has had over the past near decade. Five-game winless stretch is the longest they've had in 9 years. So you're going back to John Cooper's first full year with this franchise behind the bench to find the last time they've lost this many games in a row. And there's an overtime point in there, so that's why it's a winless streak and not a losing streak. And I know some people will debate me on that, but my feelings are very strong that it's not a losing streak, it's a winless streak, because the NHL is based not on wins and losses, but on points accumulated. So you can't lose when you actually gain. But that's a debate for another day. And is certainly irregardless of the point, because let's face it, the streak should be longer, because it took a superhuman effort from Andrei Vasilevskiy in Detroit to even keep this thing where it was. And was on with Chief on the last call after the game on Sunday that it almost feels like the game in Arizona sucked the life out of them, because since that game, when they were really pretty dominant against the Coyotes in that game after having played the Colorado Avalanche the night before and having won that game in a shootout, they get shut out in Arizona despite the dominance on the shot clock and the scoring chances and everything else the advanced metrics will give you. Their game has not been the same. They've given up way too many goals. They're way too loose defensively. And they're playing, because it's not always the fact that you're losing games, it's how you're losing games. And I think that's the biggest thing with this team right now. It's how they're losing these games, because it's, you know, there's games that you're going to lose that maybe you deserved a better fate and maybe you deserved to get something out of. But then there are games where you deserve nothing. And right now, the Lightning deserve the results that they're getting. Because, you know, they've given up 4 or more goals in 5 of the last 6 games. Those are not numbers we're used to seeing. And, you know, I didn't give any sort of a thoughts after Saturday's game in Buffalo, because, you know, John Cooper went deep into the coach's playbook in the game against the Sabres on Saturday and benched the trio of Steven Stamkos, Nikita Kucherov, and Braden Point. And I know that was a big storyline and everything, and I certainly wrote about it on the website, which is where you can find my written work, where I go into more detail and more insight there than I do here on the podcast. So if you want to sign up for the website, just use the code PODCAST if you're not already a subscriber. And and that'll give you $10 off your first year of a yearly subscription. So again, use the code podcast in the coupon code when you go to set up your payment information for $10 off the first of an annual subscription that does auto-renew 1 year from your anniversary date. But that was a very bold statement, a very tricky move for the head coach to make under those circumstances, because it's one thing when you want to bench a player and send a message, and we've seen him do that before back in 2019 with Nikita Kucherov when Kucherov sat the third period of a game against Ottawa for basically a turnover that led to a shorthanded goal against the Senators. It's something that had been kind of going on for a while, right? So that was kind of the tipping point for the coach, and Nikita Kucherov sat. But it's a completely different situation when not only are you're benching three players, you're benching three all-stars. Two of them are for sure future Hall of Famers. And Brayden Point is kind of on that path in some capacity as well. He's your leading scorer. You know, but again, this decision was not made based on one period or two periods of play as it was in the game against the Sabres. This had obviously been building up for a little while. And if you go back and look, I've had some people say that maybe Brayden Point didn't deserve the same treatment as maybe Stamkos and Kucherov here. Because, I mean, look, Brayden Point went in today's game with a goal in seven consecutive games. In the first period of the game on Saturday in Buffalo, he had five shots on goal. It felt like he had a hat trick on a stick. Finished with seven shots in just the two periods of play. But if you think that Brayden Point is absolved from anything in this situation, if you go back and look at the late second period goal that the Sabres scored, there's a lot of any goal that's scored against, you can always pick a point or pick a moment or pick a player who made a mistake. But sometimes it's a type of mistake. And if you watch Jack Quinn move down from the right point on that goal and all the time and space he had to get down to the area before he released the shot, a lot of people want to blame it on Ian Cole because Ian Cole didn't go out and challenge him. Brayden Point watched it happen. He watched it happen. Didn't do anything, didn't react to it, nothing. And so this is why Brayden Point gets lumped in, because let's face it, Nikita Kucherov hasn't played well of late. Steven Stamkos hasn't been at his best of late. And they're not the only ones. You know, this is a team thing. This is not a those three guys are the reason thing. It's a team thing. But when your head coach comes out and points to you, those three players, they're the ones that are going to, for lack of a better phrase, pay the price for the sins of the team. You know, in John Cooper's comments that, you know, those guys 99.9% of the time are the ones leading the way. They're the ones who have set the standard for all the success. It's a risky move, though. It's one thing to bench one player. It's another thing to bench your top three players. And I know it's kind of gone around the league. I know Brian Engblom on the radio broadcast today said he loved it. I know Chief was a fan of the move as well. Sometimes you have to make that sort of a bold statement to try and pull your team out of, you know, a slide that they're on. And they're on a slide. But it's not free of risk. You better know that you have the players' trust here in these situations, because while it can be a launching point for things to start going the other direction, it can also be a pitfall for things to go completely wrong. And I don't think there's any in-between in this situation. So coming off of that game, you get a game in Carolina, which was always going to be a difficult match, having played the day before. And look, that game was a makeup game. It wasn't originally on the schedule like this. So the Lightning had to play another back-to-back. And, you know, afternoon in Buffalo, afternoon in Carolina, it's a completely way off the norm type of schedule for a team. especially for a team that's not used to playing afternoon games. So this was always going to be difficult. And now you factor in the events of yesterday, of Saturday, when everything that took place in that game. The entire National Hockey League had their eyes on this game this afternoon, wondering, just like we all did, what kind of a response were the Lightning and those three players in particular going to provide coming off of Saturday. I don't think this was the one we had in mind. Through two periods, the Lightning had four shots on goal. And I know Carolina is a tremendous team. They're deep. They come at you. They got four lines that all play and attack the same way with speed and tenacity. They've got a really good decor. They've improved their power play, which we certainly saw on display today with Shane Gostisbehere being picked up from Arizona. So there's not a lot of weaknesses. They're a high shot volume team. They don't give up a ton of shots. They're one of the best defensive teams in the league, actually number two behind the Bruins. Number two in the league in the overall standings behind the Bruins. So lots of things working against Tampa Bay going into this game to begin with. But four shots on goal through two periods. They had zero shots on goal in the second period. It's the fifth time in franchise history they failed to record a shot on goal in a game. They finished with 14. They got 10 in the third period. You know, their franchise low in a game was 11. And again, it's not that you lost the game, it's how you lost the game. And when you're not, like, you have to fight for the puck, you have to fight to check, you know, and the biggest fight with the Lightning right now is themselves.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Eric.
The biggest fight they have is with themselves. You heard Steven Stamkos after the game talk about confidence. And confidence is an individual thing, but it's also a team thing. And the team right now is lacking a ton of confidence. So they've got to find a way to turn things around in the other direction. They've got to find a way to find the fight in their game because they're too good, they're too talented of a team to go through this type of a stretch. And for anybody who follows me on Twitter, I was trying to have some fun yesterday because I get this every year about how, oh, they're playing like this, they're going to lose, they're not even going to make the playoffs, it's a first-round sweep. The scars of 2019 start to show up again, and I just was trying to have some fun with, you know, size, basically, the gifts with size on them after a number of ones that I received, because I go through this every year. You know, they had a four-game winless streak in April of last year. They went 9-8 in March last year, and everybody told me the same thing. Can't play like this in the playoffs. They're going to be out in the first round. They're going to get swept. They're not even going to make the playoffs. And it's like clockwork. It's like pollen falling from the trees. It comes back around the same time every year. And I was just trying to have some fun with it. And apparently I cheesed off too many people, including one person who decided that they no longer wanted to subscribe to my site. And I've never said that the Lightning are not having a tough stretch. I've never said that. They're going through a tough stretch. My point has been and always will be, How you play in March is not how you're going to play in April. The two are not connected. And nobody wants to listen to me. Or not enough people want to listen to me. Or some people are just too headstrong in their opinions to listen to facts. Yeah, the facts are they're playing like doo-doo right now. They know it. We know it. I'm not trying to say anything like that when I interact with people on social media. But I have to tell you again, I mean, you get people telling me they're not going to make the playoffs. Come on. I can't handle that. I am an optimist by nature, probably to a fault. So I always try and find the positivity in things, and it's hard right now, there's no doubt. And I just try and keep perspective. Perspective is all I try and give to a team that is, they have not had a stretch like this in a long time. And the benching of those three players feels like a crossroads in a lot of ways. And, you know, if they don't recover from that, it's going to be a tough final month of the season, because we are down to about the final month. We're down to maybe 19 games now left in the regular season. But for you to sit here and say they're not going to make the playoffs, come on. You understand what kind of a collapse they would have to have? Look, I'll eat crow if it happens. I'd be shocked if it happens. But I know if it happens, it's not going to happen. I'm not even going to talk about it. They come back home Tuesday against the Flyers. I think there's a little bit of danger in that game, because, you know, coming into this stretch, and I wrote about it, certainly asked enough questions about it, that, you know, this stretch of games that started really with the game in against Anaheim, where the high number of games in a short period of time and all the back-to-backs that they have currently was always going to be a tough stretch. And then this particular stretch, what they just finished off, with seven straight games against teams either, most of them teams looking to get into the playoffs, right? You had two games against Buffalo. You had the game against Florida. You had two games against Pittsburgh. Throw Detroit in there. And then the game here against Carolina. About trying to have that level of competition to get your game up to where you want it to be to start getting into good habits. Well, it hasn't worked out that way. And now you have a Flyers team coming in that's near the bottom of the standings. They had a weird trade deadline because they were supposed to be a big seller, and they weren't. You know, James Van Riemsdyk was their biggest name that didn't move. He's a pending unrestricted free agent who's still with the team. A lot of people are just surprised by that. I mean, don't you have to get something for a player of his caliber that you're probably not bringing back next year? You know, so they're in a weird state right now. And that's why I think there's a little bit of caution that you have to have heading into Tuesday's game, because you can't look at where they're at in the standings and think that, oh, well, here they come. Our game's going to be just fine. You got to go out and make it happen. You got to go out and put the effort in, the right kind of effort. You got to be ready to come work hard. I mean, that's one of the things that John Cooper said when he discussed the benching of those three players on Saturday. You know, you have to come ready to work. And if you're not going to work, you're not going to play. He also mentioned about how their game is slow. And against a Carolina team that plays fast, didn't help. They got to speed up their game. They have to speed up their execution. So the speed of execution has to be at a higher rate. You have to know what you're going to do before you get the puck and where you're going to go with it, right? You have to have that quick thought process that we always talk about with hockey players. And you have to have something good go your way, because one of the things that we've seen during this stretch is the team sag. Something goes wrong, they sag and they can't pull themselves out of it. And that's, we're not used to seeing that. I mean, how many times have they been behind or in close games in the playoffs, they found a way to pull it out because they just maintain who they are and what they do well. And recently it's just been sag. I mean, it was a sag today. It was a sag last week against Florida. There was a sag against the Penguins in Pittsburgh a week ago. And now you got to worry about the health of Victor Hedman, who left the game today. Looked like he was pointing to his lower back. Kind of fell awkwardly. No update on him. You're already missing Eric Chernak, who missed his second consecutive game today. So you've got a lot of things that are spiraling out of control, it feels like. And you got to find a way to pull it back into control. So you got to have something good happen. You know, I think on Tuesday, you have to get the lead. You have to build the lead. And gain some confidence, because it's a funny thing in this game. It's a funny thing with professional athletes. It can waver so quickly, despite being the best at what they do in the world. And then right now, it's a team confidence thing. It's not an individual confidence, just like it wasn't just those three individuals in Buffalo. It's a collective thing, and the team has to find a way to get it back on track. And their next chance to do that is Tuesday against the Flyers to open up a four-game homestand. I'll be on with Bobby the Chief Taylor on the pregame skate show on 6 o'clock on the Strike 102.5 HD2. Also, Lightning Radio 24/7 on the Lightning app, also on the TuneIn network as well. That's where you can find the show. So I'll be back at it on Tuesday. And hopefully we have something a little bit better to talk about when we come back from that one. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be well. Also want to pass along, in case you didn't hear the news, Dave Wills from Rays Radio unexpectedly passed away on Sunday, the age of 58. Voice of the Rays, radio voice of the Rays for a long time. He died suddenly at the age of 58. And just devastating news for all of Tampa Bay to lose a voice and a personality and a person like Dave Wills. Just can't say enough how much that hurts. It really puts things in perspective, even 6-0 losses and this stretch that the team is on. There's always bigger things at play. And again, condolences to the Rays organization, Rays Radio. Andy Freed, who was his partner for years, and Dave Wills and his family for sure. And as always, thanks for listening. We'll talk soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.